Just turn to Douglas Alexander, Shadow Foreign Secretary, is on the line as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where does this hell yes thing come from? When he's asked whether he's tough enough, am I tough enough, Ed Miliband says, hell yes, I'm tough enough. Was that sort of focus grouped, arranged beforehand, or did he come up with it on the spur of the moment?
No, Ed answered a question. I think people will have been surprised. A lot of people watching Ed last night who may have been expecting a caricature that they've read about in the newspapers, but instead saw somebody who I thought was warm, honest and open, but also who communicated that passion, exactly that sense of toughness, steeliness that you need to do the job.
Was that a deliberate thing? Had you thought about it in advance?
No, he answered a question that was asked by Jeremy Paxman. Mm.
And he was particularly proud when he said, hell yes, I'm tough enough. He said he stood up to the leader of the free world. So the thing he's most proud about when it comes to being tough is undercutting President Obama's foreign policy. So when the West says to Assad, you mustn't use chemical weapons or something will happen to you, he's proud of stopping that thing happening.
Well, I was in the room with Ed Miliband, the room that he was describing, when the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Foreign Secretary were imploring the Labour Party to support them in accepting a timetable for military action set elsewhere, in this case in Washington, without evidence having been brought either to the House of Commons or to the United Nations. And I think Ed Miliband made a consequential, a certainly significant and right call. None of us that week who voted to avoid a repeat of British military action in the Middle East could with certainty have known that the following week a diplomatic path would open up to remove chemical weapons from Syria. But frankly, all of us should be thankful that it did.
Well, he said that Syria is in more and more of a mess than ever, a humanitarian catastrophe of massive proportions, and some believe that it might have been reduced, that catastrophe, if we had intervened.
Well, let me answer both of those points.
It seems an odd thing to be so proud of.
First of all, nobody can take pride in the present situation in Syria, and Ed was very clear about that last night. You're absolutely right to say it's a humanitarian catastrophe. That's why, for example, the tiny number of seriously ill Syrian refugees that this government have allowed into the country, we've pressed to say, listen, as an international community, we need to do more. There does need to be not just continued humanitarian support, but renewed diplomatic activity. But beyond that, I think it is also important to recognise that Ed did speak more broadly on a whole range of issues and set out what I think is the fundamental choice at the election.
Do you think it made a difference?
I think it will have begun a process of reappraisal. I think we should recognise the value of these kind of discussions. Frankly, I think after last night, it's clearer why Linton Crosby and the Conservatives have been so desperate to avoid a head-to-head debate. They were in the same studio, they were in front of the same audience, on the same stage. Why wasn't he willing to have David Cameron debate Ed Miliband head-to-head? I'd renew that challenge this morning if they're so confident.
As we said, neither you nor Grant Shapps wanted to debate this morning. I mean, politicians sometimes take the decision that it's better to do it this way, don't you? That's a simple fact.
Well, listen, the truth is we will have an opportunity for one debate. I think there's a case for more debates. We'll have a seven-way debate next week, but I hope that
my point is that politicians make decisions about whether they debate or not, depending on whether they think they can get something out of it or not. And Grant Shapps made the decision this morning.
That's a very fair point, and you have to ask yourself, why did David Cameron make the decision that there was nothing to be gained by putting himself up for a job interview in front of the people who ultimately decide, the British people, head-to-head with the alternative Prime Minister just a week before polling day? I think that speaks volumes. If he was half as sure of himself about leadership, about his record in government, he would be willing to go head-to-head. And the truth is, he's run a mile from that debate.